So over the last couple of years, in FY16, like most other human service agencies, there wasn't a budget as they put the first stopgap budget together. Domestic violence general revenue line was not in there. And then in November of that year, there was a standalone bill that passed to cover domestic violence services. So then when we went into FY17, they put together a stopgap budget at the beginning of the fiscal year. Very quickly, as you know, they put together about 800 pages, just random pages and pages of where the money was at. And contracts were signed by the local providers that do the services. And they, some of those agencies received their federal dollars. They just got money in the bank. They were doing services. They had signed contracts for the same amount of money that they had gotten in FY16. So as we moved forward, everybody was just moving under the assumption that they were going to be taken care of. And then we found out in November, 5 months into that 6 month stopgap budget, we found out that the general revenue lines were not included. So since then, we've been trying to figure out if there's a way to get them included in the FY17 budget.
So the idea is you haven't been getting the state share of support for anti-domestic violence services basically since last summer. Can you say what sort of percentage that is, and what have been the real-world consequences of that?
Well, first of all, the agencies that provide services to domestic violence victims in Illinois have a varying degree of three pots of money. Two of them are federal pots, and one is the general revenue line. The general revenue line is far and away the largest portion. There's about $5 million total of the federal dollars, and then $18.6 million in general revenue. So
a much bigger share of the money.
And the individual agency, there's 62 agencies in Illinois that have a contract with the Department of Human Services to provide services to domestic violence victims and their children.
If you're listening in Springfield, what would that agency be here?
Sojourn Shelter and Services in Springfield. And once you get out of Cook County, many of these agencies cover multiple counties. So we have services in Cairo, Rockford, Danville, Quincy, all points in between. And most of them cover multiple counties for these services. So, and depending on what other resources they have, the portion of the GRF money is greater or lesser. Some agencies, it's only some of the larger agencies like Metropolitan Family Services, those kinds of agencies, the big multi-service agencies in Chicago that have a lot more access to other kinds of funds. It's a much smaller percentage. In our much more rural areas, it's upwards of 40, 50, 60% sometimes. So those agencies in particular are really struggling. We have one agency that covers five counties in central southern Illinois. They have laid off all their staff. We have another agency that does other services as well as domestic violence, and they've laid off everything but their direct services staff. So their management staff has been laid off, although in those kinds of agencies, management and direct service are often the same people. We have another agency in one of our larger communities that has a university setting that's on the verge of laying off all their staff. So it's varying across the state, but they've been now over a year, almost 10 months, with none of these funds. So and given the year before, the year before that, it's a cumulative effect over the last few years. And this most recent event has just been sort of crushing them at the end, starving them is how I call it.
So when you say direct services staff, if somebody is fortunate enough to not have needed the services of one of these agencies, what sort of things do they provide? What do they do?
So they're all required to be accessible 24 hours a day. 365 days a year. So in some form or fashion, if a person needs services, they can pick up the phone, call a hotline number, and they will talk to a live human being that's been trained in domestic violence services. That's number one. Many of these 39 of the 62 provide 24-hour shelter on site. In other words, they have a building, people come there and stay, it's a communal living situation, and then other services come out of that.
So if you have to get out of the house, you can't. It's not a safe place for you anymore. This is a place you can go.
Right. So Sojourn is an example of that. They're there 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can go there, and you not only receive safe housing for a short period of time, but other kinds of primarily information about what domestic violence is, how it's affecting you, how it's affecting the children. What do you do next? Because these are only short-term crisis intervention services. They're not meant to be long-term. We're the first step, and then we help people get to a longer-term solution to what is going on in their life.
There was a legislative hearing this spring in a Senate committee, I believe. I don't mm-hmm. want to get too into the weeds right. of the technicalities here, but there is some reason for hope that some additional money will be coming to these services?
Yes, and we're really trying to advocate for any solution we can find. So in the grand bargain that's been discussed in the Senate, the 18.6 is in that. But these there's two standalone bills, one in the Senate, which passed out of committee last week, and then there's one in the House, which we're hoping to get a hearing soon, that basically have the $18.6 million that we need for these services in those bills. So grand bargain, standalone bills, a real budget, any of those would be a good solution for our services.
Do you talk to any politicians who ever say, you know what, Illinois just can't afford this? I mean, is it a tough lobbying job that you have?
It isn't as much as what some others would do, because we're crisis intervention. How do you argue that we're not saving lives? But in the same vein, they understand that there's all these other things that need services as well: developmental disabilities, mental health, substance abuse, and all of those types of programs are programs that the victims of domestic violence need as well. So it's not like we want them to fund us and not somebody else. We want them to resolve this and fund everything, because the people that we're serving need it all.